Hey, what up, girl? You know, a lot of time in physics, we treat objects as independent entities. But some of the most interesting parts of physics occur when two objects interact with each other. Let's learn about it together. Yo, MC Dub, Physics Force Club, San Marin High School 2013, talking about potential energy, kinetic energy, momentum, impulse, elastic and inelastic collisions. Come on. In the beginning, objects got potential energy from being at a height or attached to a battery or even sometimes being connected to a spring whose compression or expansion can move the thing. Gravitational PE equals mh times gravity, and 1/2 kx² gives you the spring PE, where x is the distance traveled by the spring, and k is a constant of pliability moving. 100% of the energy becomes kinetic in a friction-free sealed box, call it hermetic. No thermal energy, it's perfect copacetic, but in the real world, entropy exists frenetic. Atoms rub against it. Friction causes heat, so we calculate Ke with 1/2 mv² Pe becomes Ke, you know, then turns into heat as objects slow. Now the object is moving, so it's got momentum. That's the mass and its speed in one direction. Then the object hits another in a collision. But there's two types of impacts, gotta make a decision. If they bounce off each other, that's called elastic. Or if they stick and hold, that's inelastic. Either way, the momentum is conserved. Elastic collisions, all momentum is transferred. In elastic collisions, momentum is shared, because the objects combined and the mass is paired. Finally, we gotta talk about the force on the object being impacted, of course. We know mv equals force times t, which means f equals mv over t, because in a collision, momentum equals impulse. Energy is transferred. Two objects convulse, no longer interacting. They move away. Small time of impact makes a forceful day. Objects colliding. MC Dub. We out.